Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM. It's another week, and we got the final week of the regular season. It's here. It's upon us. We continue on here tonight. We're talking Troy Trojans football now, and we are joined by the head coach. That is Derek Jasper, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm as well, and Anderson Meats. Coach, another good win for your team last week. You go on the road, a district win at Onega, 42-13. Take us through that one a little bit. What'd you think, and how'd you like your team's performance?
Well, I don't know if we were real sharp and focused, but, man, I was impressed with Onega. They're facing a lot of injuries right now. I think maybe they have 15 kids suited up. So they really gave us a fight, you know, and scrapped with us. We were able to get, you know, some big plays in the passing game and got ahead 42-0 at halftime, then got to play our young kids in the second half. So a good night overall. We got to play our JV kids time because they haven't got very many JV games. And then, you know, they went and fought, and Onega kept fighting, scored a couple touchdowns on the plate. So pretty good execution offensively for the most part. Defense, we focused in pretty good after we gave up the first down on the first series. But I was impressed with Onega's fight and effort, and it was just one of those games kind of, you know, and we knew Onega had been struggling, so it's kind of sandwiched between two big games for us, Jackson Heights and Riverside. So I thought the kids handled it pretty well, and it was our last regular season road trip of the year. So very nice to get a win.
Yeah, and a couple things from that, what you just said. One, involving the Buffaloes, and it was tough right out the gate. They lost their all-state caliber quarterback, Zach Fisher, from the jump. He was a huge piece there, and it just kind of unraveled from there. But it was just kind of a tough start for them, so they've been battling throughout the majority of the season, as you mentioned, with those injuries. Now, you mentioned, of course, when you get into games like this, you get a chance to play some of the younger kids. But on the flip side of that, just how nice is it to have these games late where you not only can play your younger kids, get those players the experience that they need moving forward, but getting your key pieces and your veterans just this little bit of extra rest down the home stretch?
Yeah, anytime we can get those guys off the field and not risk injuries or getting beat up too bad, that's always a good thing. And, you know, getting our younger kids some Friday night action is, you know, is always more valuable than even Monday night action. So I really like to do that. And, of course, if you get to that situation, you're usually winning. So that's always a great deal, too. So we've been able to do that a couple times this year, so really good, and I hope, you know, that'll help us in the future also.
We got the playoffs coming up here in just under 2 weeks with the regular season finale coming up this week. You'll take on Riverside, but, you know, as we're getting ready for the playoffs, and, you know, your opponent is still to be determined at this point, but your team's been able to do it throwing the football all year. Reagan Hartman, one of the top passers in the state, he did it again last week, 280 yards, six more touchdowns to his resume. It's been a dynamite year for him. You only had to run the ball six times, and at least a couple times I've seen you play throughout the course of the year, it's the running game is there, but you just don't see it a lot. Do you feel there's a need to kind of emphasize the run game a little bit more when we get into the playoffs? Do you feel like you need to have that balance a little bit?
Yes, we do, and you know, it's something we don't, I think we're only running 20, 22, 24 offensive plays total, you know, the other night, so didn't run the ball very much. But this week we're going to have to see if we can run the ball inside the tackles. That's the main thing. Can we get tough yards when we need them, you know, inside the tackles? We know we've got a pretty good perimeter run game. We know we've got a pretty good passing game, short, medium, and long passing game. But it's, you know, when we get to a big third and two in the playoffs, or a fourth and one that maybe we want to go for, can we get a tough yard up the middle? And, you know, our offensive line keeps progressing, and I think we'll be able to do that. But, yes, definitely in the playoffs, as the weather gets a little bit, you know, turns a little bit colder like it has this week some, we have to be able to run the ball, and we have to be able to continue to improve our run defense, just stopping those physical run games on the inside. So that's very important come playoff time. And I think we'll be able to do that. We can be pretty balanced, I think, when we want to be, and that's going to be very important.
Troy, now three straight wins after the win over Onega on Friday. They're 6-1, and they'll wrap up the regular season at home this week against Riverside. We'll talk about that one when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Troy head coach, that is Derek Jasper. Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, final week of the regular season, you get Riverside, a team that's been a little bit up and down, but they've played very stout this year. They can get a win, get to 500, but They've also played a difficult schedule. They got a couple really good pieces on both sides of the ball. What stands out about the Cyclones and the challenges that they present to your team this week?
Yeah, they've played some good football. They played a tough schedule. Man, this game was so close to meaning even more than it does. You know, if we could have not, we lost to Centralia by one. They lost to Centralia on a touchdown, with under 30 seconds to go. And now we're playing to see who gets to host a home game next week, number two in the district. So one of us, the loser of this game, is going to be going on the road in week nine. So not an ideal situation for the loser. So a big game, of course. Back when it was Troy Wathena, I think Troy Wathena played football over 100 games, 100 years. And that kind of went away when Riverside's been up a class, and I think we might only get to play this time because I think Riverside will probably go back up to class again in the next cycle. So kind of a rivalry game, and not quite like it used to be. The kids are all friends, in this day and age, which is a good thing, but a fun game, I'm family friends with Coach Payton. I coached his wife, actually, basketball when she was here at Troy, one of my favorite players all time. So kind of a fun game, a rivalry game, but also at the same time a very important game, to see who gets momentum going into the playoffs and see who gets to host a home game. And you kind of said it there, they got at least two kids that are, like first team All-State caliber kids on both sides of the ball. So have to kind of account for those two for sure. And they got some solid freshmen that are, freshmen but still talented. So at this point in the season, they've played a lot of varsity minutes, so they're not really freshmen anymore. So a big game. I'm glad we're back at home. We've played well at home, so hopefully that gives us a little bit of an advantage.
Now, we talked about, again, the importance of this game. Second place in the district, get a chance to host a playoff game next week. So plenty on the line. Centralia already won the district, but so much on the line in this game. But let's talk about a few keys. What's it going to take? We talk about what they have in the Duncan brothers, who's, you got Percy, who's very good on offense, and, 1,000-yard type back who can do it receiving as well as running with it. And then, Todrick defensively, I believe he's the leader in tackles and just the big physical kids. And it really kind of starts with them. But I feel like one of the keys, slow those two down, and then what's left here to get a win this week?
Yeah, I don't know if we've seen two players like that, on our schedule yet. So big, aggressive kids, physical kids. So and then they have another back, I believe, that busted off an 80-some-yard touchdown running against Centralia. That's also a 200-pound running back. So we haven't tackled running backs like that all year, I don't think. So going to have to be really physical and going to have more than one guy at the ball trying to tackle those guys. So really got to run to the football, get some help. It'd be hard to tackle those guys one-on-one. And then, of course, got to count for those guys when they're on the defensive side, too. Try to get a hat on them. They get to the ball, fly around pretty good. So going to be a big challenge for us, for sure. And, they've got some other weapons as well. But I think our kids, the talk kind of goes on. We're only 7 miles apart, a big game, and we've always played them in the past, even back when I played close to Halloween. So even adds a little bit more to the atmosphere. So probably be a great crowd here at our field Friday night. And one of the keys that we talked about earlier is just we've got to get some inside running game going, to kind of balance us up with our pass game and our outside running game. And then, of course, they're pretty balanced, too. They would throw the ball and run the ball probably about 50-50. So a real challenge at each level for our defense. But, again, as always, penalties, turnovers, anything when two teams are pretty evenly matched like this, those things could certainly sway it. And even maybe a special teams play or field position and things like that. Everything's big in a tightly matched game like this.
There it is, Troy head coach Derek Jasper joining us. Troy and Riverside on Friday night, wrapping up the regular season. Winner gets second place in the district and will host a playoff game in week number 9. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week. We'll do it one more time next week.
All right, thanks a bunch. Appreciate you.